Tereuktus. Tereuktus. Terehumikus is morning, right?
Yeah. Ah, yeah. Good evening.
Yes. We are going to take a look at four types of mentalities that we have in church and outside of the church.
Me hakkame vaatama nelja tüüpi suhtumist, mis on meie keskel, nii kirikus kui väljaspool kirikut.
And probably you also will say, oh, that's me.
Ja võib-olla tunnete ka ennast sealt ära, et oh, see olen mina.
These four types of mentalities are in Matthew chapter 13.
Need neli suhtumist me leiame Matteuse 13. peatükist.
And I will ask Pastor Andres to read from verse 1 to verse 9. Because if I read, let me see, where is it?
Chinese.
Uh-huh. It's here, no?
Yeah.
Okay, and then it will be verse
13. The chapter in verse 1.
Let me see. In Estonian, for all of you.
Ma proovin teile eesti keeles lugeda, teie kõigi jaoks.
Sel päeval valhum Jesus. No, okay, you go ahead. We will finish tomorrow.
Me lõpetame homme, palun.
Yes, from... One, we're going to go from...
Et me läheme esimesest salmist kuni...
From verse 1 to verse 9. Yes.
Salmid 1 kuni 9. Sel päeval väljus Jeesus sealt kojast ja istus maha mere äärde.
Easy.
Ja palju rahvast kogunes tema juurde, nii et ta pidi astuma paati ja maha istuma. Ja kõik rahvas seisis rannal. Ja ta rääkis neile palju tähendamissõnadega ning ütles, vaata, külvaja läks välja külvama. Ja kui ta külvas, kukkus muist tee äärde ja linnud tulid ja sõid selle ära. Muist kukkus kaljuse maa peale, kus tal ei olnud palju mulda ja see tärkas ruttu, sest tal ei olnud sügavat maad. Aga kui päike tõusis kõrbesta, et tal ei olnud juurt kuivasta ära. Muist kukkus ohakate sekka ja ohakad tõusid ja lämmatasid selle. Aga muist kukkus hea maa peale ja kandis vilja, mõni iva 100 seemet, mõni 60 ja mõni 30. Kellel kõrvad on, see kuulgu.
Amen. Well, the first thing that you see in this parable is that in verse 3 it says, listen.
Esimene asi, mida märkate, on see, et kolmandas salmis öeldakse meile, kuulake.
And then, at the end, in verse 9, again it says, listen.
Ja üheksandas salmis jälle, kellel kõrvad on, see kuulgu.
Yeah, in your version too? In verse 9, let anyone with ears listen. Yeah.
In our third, it says, watch, see.
Okay.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much listen.
Okay. So the parable begins with calling your attention to listen and finishes with calling your attention to listen. Pay attention.
Et see tähendamissõna algab üleskutsega tähele panna ja ta lõpeb üleskutsega tähele panna.
This is one thing.
See on üks oluline asi.
The second thing is that the sower went to plant seeds.
Teiseks räägime sellest, kuidas külvaja läks külvama seemneid.
And almost all the seeds were lost.
Ja peaaegu kõik seemned kukkusid või läksid kaduma.
You could say 75% of the seeds were lost.
Me võime öelda, et 75% seemnetest läks hukka.
But he still kept planting.
Aga sellest hoolimata ta külvas.
He knew that the seeds would be lost.
Ta teadis, et osa seemneid läheb hukka.
But still he kept planting.
Aga ta siiski jätkas külvamist.
So now we're going to tell you that the ground, the soil represent mentalities.
Ja nüüd ütleme, et see pinnas sümboliseerib meie suhtumisi.
The seed represents God's word and what he wants to do for you.
Seeme sümboliseerib Jumala sõna, mida ta soovib teie heaks teha.
But the ground represents mentalities.
Kuid see maa, see pinnas, sümboliseerib meie suhtumisi.
Where he plants the seed.
Kuhu ta selle seemne külvab.
Well, now listen to this.
Kuulake seda.
There are things about you.
On asju, mis puudutavad sind.
That you know and everybody else knows.
Mida sina tead ja mida ka kõik teised teavad.
Yeah.
Kas on nii?
There are things about you that you know and everybody knows.
On asju sinust, mida sina tead ja kõik teised ka teavad.
There are things about you.
On asju sinust.
That everybody knows.
Mida kõik teised teavad.
And you don't know.
Ja sina ei tea.
Yeah.
On nii?
And when people tell you that,
ja kui inimesed sulle ütlevad seda,
who me never know who, and everybody says, yeah, it's true.
Et kas tõesti mina, mitte mingil juhul, kas tõesti nii? Jaa.
So there are things about you,
nii siis on asju sinust,
that everybody knows,
mida kõik teavad,
and you don't know.
Ja sina ei tea.
There are things about you,
on asju sinust,
that only you know,
mida ainult sina
and
tead,
and nobody else knows.
Ja mitte keegi teine ei tea.
Yeah?
Kas on ka nii?
Yeah. And there are things about you.
Ja on asju sinust.
That you don't know.
Mida sina ei tea.
And that nobody knows.
Ja mitte keegi teine ka ei tea.
Yeah.
Kas on nii?
Yes. The pastor says God knows.
Nagu Jumal ütleb, Jumal teab.
And there we go. That only. I'm sorry. And there we go.
Ja nii me lähemegi.
That only God knows.
Et ainult Jumal teab.
And probably the devil who saw you doing it.
Ja tõenäoliselt saatan, kes nägi sind seda tegemas.
So, we are going to take a look at these four mentalities.
Nii siis me vaatame lähemalt neid nelja suhtumist.
And probably you know that you are like that.
Ja tõenäoliselt sa tead, et sa oled selline.
And everybody knows that.
Ja kõik teavad seda.
But probably everybody knows that you are like that.
Aga tõenäoliselt kõik teavad, et sa oled selline.
And you don't know.
Ja sina ei tea.
But probably...
Aga tõenäoliselt.
Only you know that you are like that.
Et ainult sina tead, et sa oled selline.
And nobody else knows.
Keegi teine ei tea.
But maybe.
Aga võibolla.
You don't know that you are like that.
Sa ei tea, et sa oled selline.
And nobody knows that you are like that.
Ja keegi teine aga ei tea, et sa oled selline.
So we will have to ask God to help us to see how we are. In
nii,
order
et
to
me
change.
Peaksime palvetama ja otsima Jumala juhtimist selles, et saaksime teada, millised me oleme.
So a sower went to sow.
Nii siis külvaja läks külvama.
And the first seeds fell by the ground, by the way.
Ja esimesed seemned kukkusid tee äärde.
And the birds came and ate it.
Ja linnud tulid ja sõid selle ära.
This is a mentality.
See on ka üks
there is
suhtumine.
Here, I'm sorry. No protection.
Ei mingisugust kaitset.
The Lord is giving you something.
Jumal annab sulle midagi.
Or is telling you something.
Või püüab sulle midagi öelda.
Or is trying to do something with you.
Või tahab sinuga midagi teha.
But your mentality, your mind.
Aga sinu suhtumine, sinu meel.
Is open.
On avatud.
To all type of birds.
Kõiksugustele lindudele.
And rats.
Ja rottidele.
And cats and dogs and
ghosts. Ja kassidele, koertele ja kitsedele.
And whatever the Lord's. Gives you.
Ja mida iganes issand sulle annab.
You let people come in.
Lased sa inimestel sisse tulla.
And take it away.
Ja selle sult ära võtta.
This type of person.
Selline inimene.
Doesn't have a mental. Doesn't have a boundary.
Tal puuduvad barjäärid.
People come in.
Inimesed tulevad sisse.
And a step on the seed.
Ja, sorry.
A step on the seeds. You know, the seeds are there. People just come and walk on it.
Ja inimesed tulevad ja nad talluvad nendel seemnetel.
This is the person who lives in the planet.
See on inimene, kes elab planeedil.
This is the person who doesn't know how to say no.
See on inimene, kes ei oska öelda ei.
And that if that person says no,
ja kui see inimene ütleb ei,
feels guilty.
Ta tunneb ennast süüdi.
But if he or she says yes,
aga kui ta ütleb jah,
she feels angry.
On ta vihane.
Because deep inside,
sest sügaval sisimas,
is simply a open ground.
On ta just kui avatud väli.
With no plans and no direction.
Kus puuduvad taimed, kus puudub siht.
So anybody can come anytime.
Kuhu võib igaüks igakell sisse astuda.
And a step on you.
Ja sulle lihtsalt peal astuda.
And eat away the plants.
Ja ära süüa kõik taimed.
Do you know who was like that?
Teate, kes oli selline?
Pilot.
Pilatus oli selline.
His wife told him.
Tema abikaasa ütles talle.
Listen, don't crucify that man. Get out of there, don't do anything about it. Just get out of there.
Kuule, ära löö seda meest rissi. Tule sealt välja, lihtsalt ära tee midagi.
And that seed fell in Pilate's mind.
Ja see seeme pudenes Pilatuse meeltesse.
And he was decided to do it.
Ja ta otsustas nii teha.
But when he went out,
aga kui ta läks välja,
the Pharisees told him,
varistirid ütlesid talle,
if you forgive this man,
kui sa annad sellele mehele andeks,
you are not a friend of Caesar.
Siis sa ei ole keisri sõber.
So then Pilate now says,
nüüd siis Pilatus ütleb,
okay,
no hästi,
just beat him and let him go.
No lihtsalt pekske teda ja laske tal minna.
In that way,
sel viisil,
I am happy with the Caesar,
olen ma keisri sõber,
I'm happy with the Pharisees,
olen variseride sõber,
I beat him,
ma peksan teda,
but I don't crucify him,
aga ma ei löö teda risti.
But again the Pharisees came, if you don't kill him,
variserid tulid ütlesid, kui sa seda ei tapa,
you are enemy of the kingdom.
Oled sa kuningriigi vaenlane.
Look how the Lord sent him through a dream, through his wife.
Vaadake, kuidas Jumal saatis talle sõnumi tema abikaasa kaudu.
An advice for him to do something right.
Ja andis talle head nõu midagi õieti teha.
But look how the birds outside just took away.
Aga näete, kuidas linnud tulid ja lihtsalt võtsid ära kõik need seemned.
And everything that God gave him,
ja kõik need see, mille Jumal oli tal andnud,
was taken away by people.
Inimeste poolt lihtsalt võeti ära.
Later on,
hiljem,
Pilate hung himself anyway.
Pilatus poos ennast üles. Tappis ennast.
And he lost Jesus.
Ja ta kaotas Jeesuse.
And he lost his job.
Ja ta kaotas oma töö.
So this is the person that just are there in the way. Anybody can come and eat.
Did I interrupt you? Yeah, no. Ja nii see on. Iga üks võib tulla, segada ja võtta.
The second type of mentality,
teissugune suhtumine,
the Bible says in verse 5,
viiendas salmis piibel kirjutab,
the seed fell on rocky ground,
et muist kukkus kaljuse maa peale.
Rocky ground where they didn't have too much soil,
kus ei olnud eriti palju mulda,
and they didn't have too much depth either.
Ja ei olnud ka sügavust.
Well, this is a hard mentality.
See on selline kõva mentaliteet.
It's rocky.
See on kivine.
God plants there.
Jumal külvab sinna.
And it kind of give a little bit of flower.
See annab just kui mingisugust õit.
But because it's so rocky.
Aga kuna see on nii kivine.
It doesn't go deep.
Siis see ei juurdu.
So the seed can change you for a few days.
Nii siis see seeme võib avaldada sinu elus mõne päeva ulatuses mõju.
But then it will die because it doesn't have where to get root.
Kuid siis see sureb, sest ei ole kuskil juurduda.
Rocky mentality.
Kene kivi mentaliteet.
Stone mentality.
Kivi mentaliteet.
Hard headed.
Kõva mentaliteet.
Impossible to do anything there.
Võimatu midagi seal ellu viia.
Stubborn mentality.
Jonnakas mentaliteet.
This is my way or the highway mentality.
See on selline, kas minu või viis või siis kellegi my hair or the highway. Meil ei ole sellist ütlust.
Yeah, it's like do what I said or you are fired.
Yeah. Tee nii nagu mina ütlen või sa oled vallandatud.
You know this jacket that when you rain, when it rains, you don't get wet and the water just go by.
Teate sellist jakki, et kui vihma sajab, siis see lihtsalt jookseb maha.
This is the type of mentality that the seed comes in, but it just goes away. It cannot go in.
See on selline mentaliteet. See seeme just kui tuleb, aga ta ei jää pidama. Ta lihtsalt voolab maha.
It's like the dogs, you know? The dogs, quack, quack.
See on nagu haned, yeah.
The dogs, the dogs. They are in the water.
Ja haned või pardid, mis on vees.
And you put them under the water.
Paned nad vee alla.
And then you take them out.
Võtad nad veest välja.
And they're still dry.
Ja nad on ikka kuivad.
Have you seen that?
Olete näinud seda?
This is the mentality.
See on
nothing changes.
Miski ei muutu.
In the Bible we have somebody like that.
Meil on ka Biiblis keegi selline olemas.
Prophet Balaam.
Prophet Balaam.
Remember?
Balaam.
Okay. Remember that one?
Mäletate teda?
He prayed to the Lord.
Ta palvetas Jumalale.
Asking for permission to go and curse Israel.
Paludes luba Iisraeli neeta.
And God said no.
Ja Jumal ütles ei.
So he said, well, maybe God didn't say no. Maybe he say no, but he means yes.
Ta mõtles, et võibolla Jumal ei mõelnud selle ei, ka ei. Äkki ta mõtles ei, asemel hoopis jaa.
So I'm gonna pray again.
Nii siis ma palvetan veel.
And God said no again.
Ja Jumal ütles jälle ei.
So he said again, well, you know, no sometimes means yes.
Siis ta ütles jälle, et mõtles jälle, et vahel tähendab ei siiski jah.
And he went again.
Ja ta läks jälle.
And God said no again.
Ja Jumal ütles jälle ei.
And then he asked for a sign.
Ja siis ta palus märki.
And God said no again.
Ja Jumal ütles jälle ei.
And then messengers were sent to him.
Siis saadid talle sõnumid.
And God said no again.
Jumal ütles jälle ei.
Then he took a donkey.
Siis võttis ta eesli.
And ran.
Ja jooksis.
And the donkey.
Ja eesel.
Spoke to him.
Rääkis temaga.
The donkey spoke to him.
Saate aru, eesel rääkis
temaga. And when the donkey spoke to him.
Ja kui eesel rääkis temaga.
When they were walking.
Kui nad kõndisid.
The donkey saw the angel of the Lord.
Nägi eesel issanda inglit.
And the donkey.
Ja eesel.
Respected the angel of the Lord.
Tal oli lugupidamine selle ingli suhtes.
And say, you know, this is the angel of the Lord, let me go this way.
Et siin on issand ingels ees, las ma lähen teist teed.
The donkey.
Eesel.
And then he beat the donkey.
Siis ta lõi eeslit.
And the donkey told him.
Ja eesel ütles talle.
Why do you beat me?
Miks sa mind lööd?
And he told the donkey.
Ja siis ta ütles eeslile.
Because you don't want to walk the way I want you to walk.
Sest sa ei lähe sinna, kuhu ma tahan, et sa läheksid.
He told the donkey.
Ta ütles eeslile.
If a donkey talks to me.
Isegi eesel räägib minu.
What a donkey. Luca, the dog that we are at home. If can you imagine what, if you have a pet in your house, dog, guinea pig or whatever.
Kujutage ette, et teil on mõni koduloom, koer või siga, ükskõik kes.
And you slap that animal or something.
Ja mingil põhjusel seda looma lööte.
And your dog tells you, hey, why are you beating me?
Ja kui koer teile ütleks, hey, miks sa mind lõid?
You think I'm going, oh, because you didn't. I'm gonna run. I'm not gonna argue with the donkey, with the dog, I'm going to run.
Ja ma ei hakkaks vaidlema oma koeraga, ma hakkaks jookseks ära.
But Balaam was so hard-headed, rocky head.
Kuid Balaam oli selline kõva pea.
That he didn't notice the donkey was talking to him.
Et ta ei saanud isegi sellest aru, et eesel temaga rääkis.
So we don't know who is the animal at this point.
Me ei tea selle koha peal, kes on see loom.
Who is the donkey?
Kes on see eesel?
In here.
Selles loos.
But then we have another type of mentality here.
Siin on veel ühte tüüpi suhtumist, millest räägitakse.
The Bible says that the other part of the seed fell on thorny ground.
Piibel räägib sellest, et üks osa seemnetest kukkus ohakate sekka.
Full of thorns.
Täis ohakaid.
All over.
Igal pool.
It was there.
See oli seal.
But it couldn't grow because it was full of thorns.
Seemed olid seal, kuid nad ei saanud kasvada, sest nad olid ohakate seas. So
it didn't matter how you tried to touch the ground. It doesn't matter how you tried to touch the ground.
Pole oluline, kuidas sa püüdsid seda pinnast.
You're gonna get pinch.
Puutuda või midagi seal teha, sa said haiget.
If you go this way,
kui sa läksid sinna poole,
you're gonna bleed.
Siis see teeb haiget.
If you go that way,
lähed teiselt poolt,
you're gonna bleed.
Veritsed jälle.
There is no way to approach the thorny ground.
Ei ole võimalik puudutada või läheneda ohakaid täis pinnasele.
And there are people like that also.
Ja on ka selliseid inimesi.
There is no way to approach them.
Ei ole võimalik mingist küljest neile läheneda.
If you say A,
kui sa ütled A,
they say yeah.
Ah.
Sorry. If you say yes.
Ja kui sa ütled jah, siis nad ütlevad ei.
Yeah. If you say up.
Kui sa ütled üles.
They say down.
Nad ütlevad alla.
If you say right.
Sa ütled paremale.
They will say left.
Nad ütlevad vasakule.
There is no way that you could approach thorny people.
On ei ole kuidagi võimalik
okkalistele või okkalistele inimestele läheneda.
Thorny people will choke you.
Need okkalised inimesed, nad lämmatavad teid.
The Bible says here that the thorns kill the seed.
Piiber räägib, et ohakad tapsid need seemed.
Probably in your work.
Lämmatasid need seemed.
Probably in your workplace. Probably in your job.
Tõenäoliselt teie töökohas.
Or any other place.
Või ükskõik kus mujal.
You know this type of people.
Tunnete need inimesed ära.
That is impossible to talk to or approach.
Kellega on pea võimatu rääkida või nendele läheneda.
Because it's almost like hugging a cactus.
Sest see on umbes sama nagu kaktuse kallistamine.
Have you seen the cactus?
Olete kaktus?
That they are like this.
Need on nagu sellised.
But you can't hug them.
Aga sa ei saa neid kallistada.
They have arms.
Neil on käed.
But you can't hug them.
Aga sa ei saa neid kallistada.
Because you are going to bleed.
Sest
yeah, so you got to get pinch.
Yeah, I know, but in Estonia it's difficult to say.
Pinch.
Sa veritsed või hakkad verd jooksma, sa haiget.
Ouch, ouch.
Yeah, haiget saad.
So if you talk, it's bad.
Nii siis, kui sa räägid, see on halb.
But if you don't talk, it's bad.
Kui sa ei räägi, jälle halb.
If you do, it's bad.
Kui sa midagi teed, see on halb.
But if you don't do, it's bad.
Kui sa midagi ei tee, jälle halb.
You don't know what to do.
Sa ei tea, mida teha.
This is thorny people.
Need on need ohakalised või okkalised inimesed.
Well, there is one solution.
Üks lahendus.
You know, you and me, we need to learn.
Sina ja mina me peame õppima.
To let some things simply go.
Me peame õppima mõningatel asjadel õppima neid mõningad asju lihtsalt lahti laskma.
You and I need to accept that there are people that will never, ever, ever change.
Peame õppima, leppima sellega, et on inimesi, kes mitte kunagi ei muutu.
Pastor, I'm sorry.
Pastor, ma vabandan.
I wish I could tell you.
Kui ma ainult saaksin sulle öelda.
There are people that will change.
Et on inimesi, kes muutuvad.
But no.
Aga ei.
There are people that will never, ever, ever, ever.
On inimesi, kes mitte kunagi.
I see some people laughing like.
Näen inimesi, kes naeravad.
The Israelites in the desert.
Israelased kõrbes.
They were thorny people.
Nad olid sellised okkalised inimesed.
They asked for water.
Nad küsisid vett.
God gave them water.
Jumal annis neile vett.
Now they wanted fish.
Nüüd nad soovisid kala.
God gave them fish.
Jumal annis neile kala.
Now they wanted a pavilion covering from the sun.
Nüüd nad soovisid miski, mis kataks kinni päikese.
He gave them the pavilion to cover them from the sun.
Ta andis neile midagi, mis kataks neist päikese.
Now they wanted to go back to Egypt.
Nüüd soovisid nad tagasi minna Egiptusesse.
And throughout the whole process.
Ja kogu selle protsessi jooksul.
It didn't matter what God did.
Polnud oluline, mida Jumal tegi.
Every time he tried to do something.
Iga kord, kui ta proovis nende heaks midagi teha.
He got pinch.
Sai ta haiget.
It was impossible.
Oli võimatu.
To hug Israel.
Israeli kallistada.
Every time he tried to hug them.
Iga kord, kui ta püüdis neid kallistada.
He got wounded.
Sai ta haavata.
So the Lord.
Nii siis Issand.
Also has learned.
On ka õppinud.
That sadly.
Et kahjuks.
In our lives.
Meie eludes.
In the workplace.
Meie töökohtades.
Or in life general.
Või elus üldiselt.
There are people.
On inimesi.
That will never change.
Kes kunagi ei muutu.
And these people will kill you.
Ja need inimesed on valmis teid tapma.
These people will give you a heart attack.
Nad põhjustavad teile südame attacki.
Because remember what we said.
Sest mäletate, mida me rääkisime.
Sometimes.
Mõnikord.
They either don't know they are like that.
Mõnikord nad ei tea, et nad on sellised.
Or they simply do not accept they are like that.
Või nad lihtsalt ei leppi sellega, et nad on sellised.
Rocky people.
Kivise südame inimesed.
Thorny people.
Okkalise südamega inimesed.
Or people that are just there waiting for others to come and destroy their lives.
Või siis inimesed, kes lihtsalt ootavad, et teised võiksid tulla ja nende elud ära rikkuda.
And finally, the last
the last ground is the good ground.
Ja lõpuks me räägime siis heast pinnasest.
The Bible says that the sower planted there and it grew.
Piibel räägib sellest, et külvaja külvas sinna ja see kasvas.
And it says that some went 100 grains.
Ja siin räägitakse, et osa andsid 100 pead vilja.
100%.
Ja.
60%.
Osa andsid 60.
And 30%.
Ja 30%.
But it was a good ground.
See oli hea pinnas.
It's a soft ground.
See oli pehme pinnas.
It's a ground that God can work.
See on selline pinnas, kus Jumal saab tööd teha.
And cut the weed.
Ja ka umbrohu ära võtta.
In the backyard of my house, where I grew up,
minu maja tagahoovis või tagaaias, kus ma üles kasvasin,
we had coconuts.
Meil olid kokospuid.
Oranges and lemons.
Appelsiinipuid.
Avocados.
Avokaadopuid.
Anything that my mom threw there grew.
Ükskõik, mida ema sinna taha viskas, läks kasvama.
It was even us. She will throw us and also we will grow there.
Ta viskas ka meid sinna taha ja me ka kasvasime.
It was a good ground.
See oli hea pinnas.
It didn't matter how you put it there.
Polnud oluline, kuidas sa selle sinna panid.
It grew anyway.
See kasvas ikkagi.
Because it was a good ground.
Sest see oli hea pinnas.
And so the last ground here.
Nüüd nii siis ka see viimane pinnas siin.
Even when the devil wants to destroy you.
Isegi kui saatan tahab sind hävitada.
And however he may throw anything.
Ükskõik mida ta sinule viskab.
You will still be fruitful.
Sa oled endiselt.
Because you are a good
viljakas, sest sa oled heas pinnases.
Whatever the Lord plants in you.
Ükskõik mida Jumal sinusse paneb või istutab.
It will be fruitful.
See kannab vilja.
Because you are a ground that God can work.
Sest sa oled pinnas, milles Jumal võib tööd teha.
That allow him to do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it.
Lubades Jumalal teha seda, mida ta teeb ja kuidas ta tahab seda teha.
An example of this.
Üks näide selle kohta.
Joseph. Joseph was thrown in Egypt.
Joseph oli viidud Egiptusesse.
Still was fruitful.
Oli endiselt viljakas.
He went to work with Potiphar's.
Ta töötas Potifari juures.
Still was fruitful.
Oli endiselt viljakas.
He was accused and put in the jail.
Teda süüdistati ja pandi vangi.
Still was fruitful.
Ikka oli viljakas.
It didn't matter what the devil tried to do with this kid, still was fruitful.
Polnud oluline, mida saatan püüdis selle noormehega teha, ta oli endiselt viljakas.
Because he determined, I am going to let God to work in my life.
Sest ta oli veendunud ja ta oli kindel, lubades Jumalal tegutseda tema elus.
So whatever he wanted, the enemy wanted to do, the Lord turned it to good anyway.
Ükskõik, mida vaenlane püüdis temas halba korda saata, ta pööras selle, issandas alati heaks.
Another thing that is this verse says is that some are 100, others are 60 and others are 30.
Veel, mida siin salmis öeldakse, et osad kantsid vilja 100, osad 60 ja osa 30.
And that means that not all of us have the same talents.
See tähendab seda, et meil kõigil ei ole ühesugused talentid.
Some of us are 30.
Mõned meist on 30.
We can give fruits only 30%.
Võime anda 30%.
Because that's my capacity.
Vilja, sest see on minu piir.
But you give 60%.
Aga sina annab 60%.
And that one gives 100%.
Ja tema annab 100.
According to their capacity.
Nende vastavalt nende võimetele.
We don't have to be worried about who is 100 and who is 30 and who is 60.
Me ei pea muretsema selle pärast, kes on 30, kes 60, kes 100.
There are people who preach, sing, write, they jump, clean, they do everything.
On inimesi, kes jutlustavad, laulavad, luuletavad, teevad muusikat, koristavad, teevad kõike.
Many, many things.
Palju asju.
100%.
100%.
Amen for you.
Amen.
Good.
Tore.
But I am a 30%.
Aga mina olen 30%.
And the only thing that 30% can do.
Ja ainus, mida üks 30% teha suudab.
Helps in the church.
Aitab kirikus.
Move the benches.
Liigutab toole.
Give hugs.
Annab kallisid.
Say good words for others.
jagab häid sõnu teistele.
Pray for people.
Palvetab inimeste eest.
And God probably had these talents that people will say, these are not so important talents.
Ja võib-olla ütleb teistele selliseid sõnu nagu, et see ei ole eriti olulised. Need pole olulised talentid,
but they are.
Kuid need on.
They are very important.
Need on väga olulised.
So the Lord doesn't want you to look at nobody with 100%.
Et Jumal ei taha, et sa vaataksid kellegi peale ainult, kellel on 100%.
But he wants you to be the best 30% ever.
Vaid tahab, et sa võiksid ise ka olla parim 30%, mis võimalik.
If your gift is to smile at people when they come through that door,
kui sinu anne on naeratada nendele inimestele, kes sealt uksest sisse tulevad,
then do it well.
Siis tee seda hästi.
Then do it 100% like
tee
that.
Tee seda 100%-iliselt.
Do it well.
Tee seda hästi.
If your gift is to mop the floor,
kui sinu anne seisneb põranda või pühkimises,
then mop it well.
Siis korista seda hästi.
Be the best mopper in Estonia.
Ole parim põranda pesija Eestis.
What you do, then do it well done.
See, mida sa teed, tee seda hästi.
The Lord doesn't want you to look at who has less or who has more, but he wants you to do what he wants you to do well done.
Jumal ei taha, et sa vaataksid teisi, et kui palju kellegi teisel on, kellel on vähem, kellel rohkem, vaid ta tahab, et sa seeksid seda, mis sul on hästi.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Be the best you.
Ole parim sina ise.
The Lord created you and you are equipped to do what he wants you to do.
Jumal on sind loonud ja ta on sind ka varustanud sellega, mida sa peaksid tegema.
Your family, your mom, your dad, your neighborhood, your language, your color, all of those things, the Lord gave them to you because he has a special mission for you.
Ja sinu isa, ema, sinu keel, sinu värv, sinu kultuur, kõik on need, see on see, mille Jumal on sulle andnud. Et sa võiksid olla see, kes sa oled.
So you are prepared,
sa oled ette valmistatud,
to fulfill God's plans in you.
Ellu viima Jumala plaani sinu elus.
In Newbold, you were working in grounds and I was working cleaning the bathrooms, the toilets.
The Newbold College'is mina töötasin aetnikuna ja tema koristas tualettruume.
Yeah. And in America I was a pastor.
Ameerikas ma olin pastor.
My church had 650 members. One.
Minu koguduses oli ühes koguduses oli 650 liiget.
And the other had 300 members.
Teises oli 300 liiget.
And the Lord took me to England.
Ja Jumal tõi mind Inglismaale.
To study there.
Et seal õppida.
But there I was not the pastor of 1,200 members.
Kuid seal ma ei olnud 1200 liikmelise koguduse pastor.
I wasn't there like, oh, Mr. Patrick, this way, please. Thank you very much.
Ma ei olnud seal selline, et härra Patrick, siia poole palun.
I was flushing toilets there.
Ma puhastasin WC-sid.
No TV program, no radio program.
Ei mingisuguseid TV või raadiosaateid.
Only a mop and me.
Ainult mina ja
mop.
Ja Eestis on ka mop, jah. Okay, we have adopted
we
the
have
word.
Yeah, mop. Since when do we have mops here?
Yeah.
That's right. So, I didn't care.
Nii et mul oli ükskõik.
No, because I was a child of God.
Ma, kuna ma olin Jumala laps.
In America.
Amerikas.
When I was in the church.
Kui ma olin seal kirikus.
And I was a child of God.
Ma olin Jumala laps.
When I was cleaning the bathrooms.
Ma olin Jumala laps ka siis, kui ma WC-sid koristasin.
There was no difference.
Polnud vahe.
And if he wanted me to clean bathrooms.
Ja kui ta tahtis, et ma koristaksin WC-sid.
I will clean these bathrooms well clean.
Siis ma teen seda.
Because
hästi.
I clean bathrooms for the Lord.
Sest ma koristasin WC-sid Issandale.
You know what the Bible says and I will just shut up with this.
Tead, mida Piibel ütleb selle kohta?
Everything you do.
Kõik, mida sa teed.
You do it for the Lord.
Sa teed seda Issandale.
Whatever it is.
Mis iganes see on.
Because from him you will receive the check.
Sest temalt saad sa checki.
The payment.
palga.
So whatever I do,
nii siis, mida iganes ma teen,
I will do it with excellence.
Ma püüan seda teha, andes oma parima.
For the blessing of my brothers,
oma vendade õnnistuseks,
and for the glory of God.
Ja Jumala kiituseks.
So now,
nii siis nüüd,
the question is,
küsimus on,
what type of ground are you?
Milline pinnas oled sina?
Are you an open field?
Oled sa avatud väli?
With no direction?
Ilma suunata?
With the birds speaking out and taking everything away from you?
Kus linnud võtavad kõik ära?
People taking everything away
from you? Inimesed võtavad kõik sinult ära?
The devil taking everything away from
you? Saatan võtab sult kõik ära?
Are you a rocky mentality person?
Oled sa sellise kõva peaga mentaliteediga?
Hard-headed like a piece of wood?
Kõva peaga on ühesõnaga puupea.
What? What did he say?
It's difficult to translate you.
Woodhead. Yeah,
that's
well done.
That's what he said, right?
Rocky.
Yeah. Kivise.
Stubborn.
Juennaka.
Narrow-minded.
Kitsa rinnalise.
Like a horse, like this.
Nagu hobune, sedasi.
God cannot do anything for you.
Jumal ei saa siis sinu heaks midagi teha.
Let me tell you one thing.
Ma räägin teile
God,
asja.
In the Bible, he could save drug addicts.
Biblis Jumal võis päästa narkosõltlasi.
Prostitutes.
Prostituute.
Alcoholics.
Alkoholikuid.
All type of sinners.
Igasuguseid patuseid.
But God couldn't save the stubborn people.
Kuid Jumal ei suutnud päästa neid kangekaelseid.
Have you seen that?
Olete seda märganud?
That he said, let's go take the land.
Sorry.
When he told Israel, let's go and take the land.
Kui ta ütles Iisraelile, et lähme ja lunastame selle maa.
No. Hey. There is a cartoon.
Anneks multifilm.
There is a woman called Consuela.
Üks naine nimega Consuela.
And she's very stubborn.
Ja ta on väga kangekaelne.
But the only thing she says is,
kui ainus, mis ta ütleb, on see.
No, no, no. Just like that.
Hey.
Are you like that?
Kas sa oled ka selline?
Is God fighting with you to save you?
Kas Jumal võitleb sinuga selleks, et sind päästa?
Or are you a thorny person?
Või oled sa selline täis okkaid?
Difficult to approach.
Raske läheneda.
A cactus with a Bible.
Biibliga.
We have cactus people.
Meil on olemas kaktus inimesi.
If you look at them,
kui vaatad neid,
they say, what are you looking at me for?
Nad ütlevad sulle, mis sa pasid?
If you don't look at them,
kui sa neid ei vaata,
why didn't you look at me for?
Miks sa mind ei vaata?
Cactus people.
Kaktus inimesed.
Or are you a good soil?
Või oled sa hea pinnas?
In which God can plant,
kuhu Jumal võib istutada.
And work the seed.
Ja selles seemnega tööd teha.
And be fruitful for his glory.
Ja olla viljakas tema auks.
I pray that you are a fruitful soil. Amen.
Ma palvetan, et sa oleksid viljakas pinnas. Amen.
A good soil that God can plant.
Ja hea pinnas, kuhu Jumal saaks istutada.
That he can work.
Millega ta saaks tööd teha.
And that finally,
et lõpuks,
in his time,
tema ajas,
you will yield fruits.
Sa tooksid vilja.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word.
Jumal, me täname sind sinu sõna eest.
Father, thank you for your mercy.
Täname sind sinu armu eest.
Thank you for this church of Pärnu.
And tänu selle Pärnu koguduse eest.
For the membership, Lord.
Kõigi liikmete eest.
For the fellowship that we can enjoy here.
Selle sõpruse ja osaduse eest, mis siin on.
That this church may continue to be sweet as it is, Lord.
Et Jumal, et see kogudus või jätkaks ja oleks endiselt nii soe, nagu ta on praegu.
Help us, Lord, to let you work in us.
Jumal, luba meil sinul tegutseda meie eludes.
Help us, Lord, to be a good ground where you can work.
Luba meil olla selleks heaks pinnaseks, kus sa saad töötada.
And plant your dreams and your plans.
Ja oma unistused ja oma plaanid meist teoks teha.
Guide us, Lord.
Juhi meid, Jumal.
Protect us, Lord.
Kaitse meid, Jumal.
Take care of this church, his pastor and all the officers.
Hoia, Jumal, selle koguduse kõiki, kõiki ametnike ja pastorit.
And the members from the smallest to the eldest.
Ja liikmeid noorimast vanimani.
We thank you once more for this beautiful day you have given us.
Me täname sind veel kord selle kauni päevast, mille sa oled meile kinkinud.
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Jeesuse nimel me palume.
Amen.
Amen.